This is what it sounded like at dozens of universities across the country today. Those are graduate students at the University of Maryland. They were protesting the Republican tax plan. Grad students would have to pay a lot more in taxes if the House's version of the bill were to become law. Now we're joined by NPR's Chris Arnold, who is covering the potential impact of the tax legislation. And Chris, how exactly does the House plan treat graduate students?
Hi, Kelly. So it doesn't treat them very well, according to the grad students. And I mean, honestly, looking at the numbers here, this plan would really hurt grad students financially, a lot of them. And many are struggling already, right? I mean, these are people who are trying to get an advanced degree. They're earning small stipends that don't even really put them in the middle class in terms of income. And they're upset about this. And I've been talking with students, some of them economics PhD students at MIT. So I think they're crunching the numbers right here. And they're saying that the House plan would double or triple the taxes that they have to pay. I mean, let's just say that again. We're talking about a 200 or 300% increase in their taxes.
That is a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, and so they're just shocked and wide-eyed and like, how does this make any sense? You know, so as you said, across the country, there are a lot of protests today. And at the University of Maryland, about 100 grad students turned out. Some were wearing garbage bags to say, hey, you're treating us like trash in this tax bill. Yvonne Slosarski is a doctoral student in communications, and she said this.
We're being attacked, essentially. It taxes stuff that we never see as income.
What stuff is she talking about there?
Well, the stuff that she's talking about there is to find some of the money that Republicans need for this big tax cut. They are going after what are called tuition waivers. And for a lot of grad students to get through their PhD programs and stuff, they work, they teach classes, they help their professors with research. And in exchange, they get free tuition and a small stipend. But the House bill would make them count the value of that tuition as taxable income. So tuition can cost $50,000 a year. That's money they never actually see. But a student that's making, say, a $30,000 stipend would be taxed as if they were making $80,000. That means a big tax increase.
Right. And grad students don't make that much money to start with. Are they worried that some of them won't be able to afford going to grad school at all?
Absolutely. I talked to a guy at Harvard, Jack Nicoloudis. He's a student we spoke to there. He's getting a PhD in chemistry. And, you know, Harvard might sound like the most she and privileged situation. But he says, look, he's barely getting by.
So the way that I save money is I live in an attic that doesn't have a door to it. So in the winter, it's very cold. In the summer, it's very hot. And I just deal with that because, you know, I want to pursue a graduate degree here. I want to get a PhD. I want to contribute to the science that's done in our country. And to do that, I need to save some money by living in an unfavorable housing situation with five roommates.
With his five roommates. And he sleeps in sweatpants and a sweater and an electric blanket and two cats. But look, I mean, he's legitimately worried that a lot of students will just decide that they cannot afford to get a PhD. They'll say, I can't afford $75,000 in student debt. I'll go get a job. So economists say this would be really bad because we need a more educated workforce. We don't want to discourage people from getting an advanced degree.
Right. And we should stress that this provision about graduate students is currently only in the House version of the tax bill. It's not in the one before the Senate.
That's right. And so a lot of grad students are hoping that it gets chopped out of the final bill.
NPR's Chris Arnold, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kelly.